Gonzo.
Hi. Oh. It's Nadine. How are you?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm good. I saw that they sent you the ad. Looks good to run?
Yes. Yeah, I told you it was good to go.
I was just about to tell them
if they can put, I don't know if they can add music to it. Do you know if they can add music to it?
Not that I know of. Yeah, it'd be nice if they could, huh? But yeah, not that I know of. It's not like back in the day when I had a MySpace and I had background music on my MySpace page.
If they're doing it through Facebook, yeah, they got a little thing there that's what I put on when I do one of those reels.
Yeah.
I put a little background music.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those too. Well, I mean, I know I've posted stuff with like a song playing in the background and they took it down because they say you don't have the rights to that. And I'm like, oh man. So I know that they're real sticklers with that.
Oh.
I don't know if they're doing music. Yeah, I don't know if you knew that. This happened to me a couple of times. I'm all, I ain't trying to get in Facebook jail, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I was calling you because I know you emailed me asking me about Google Guaranteed. Are you familiar with that program?
No, we see it. They're at first all the time.
Yeah. Let me tell you about it. So basically what Google Guaranteed is, it's separate from what you're currently doing with us, right? It's a whole separate program. It's what they call a pay per lead program where the lead is actually sent to you, okay, in the form of a phone call and you're not sharing it with anyone. Okay. However, there are certain requirements for that program. So what they want you to have, Frank, is at least 5 Google reviews. At the very least, that's what they want you to have. I mean, I believe you exceed that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So you got more than 5, obviously. Now, also, there's different categories, right? If we're looking at the category for the general contractor, and I say general contractor because the general contractor, what's under that category is accessory buildings, which are like carports, building garages, right? That's considered an accessory building. Bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels, decks, patios, exterior finishing, that would also include, I'm just looking through my list here, what's included under the subcategories of that. That would also include foundations, concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodeling, renovation, roofing, and interior finishing. So that's what's under that subcategory, okay? For the general contractor, all that they require, other than them running your background check, because they're just looking to make sure you don't have felonies. They don't look at misdemeanors or DUIs. All they want is the certificate of liability insurance. They're not asking for a license. I'm assuming you carry insurance for your business.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to explain to you how it works. Okay. There's a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application, you fill it out, we push it through to Google to get it approved. You're going to upload your insurance document on there when you're filling it out. Now, it takes 4 to 8 weeks to get approved from Google for that program. However, I've seen it sometimes where they've been approved in 4 weeks, okay? Now, once you're approved, Frank, we're going to call you to say, hey, you've been approved. When do you want us to activate your leads? Now, if you say, turn them on, we're going to charge you the minimum monthly budget. The minimum monthly budget is $817, and this is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are costing you $62.67. So when you get a lead from that program, it's going to deduct it from the $817. Now, let's just say, Frank, someone called you to remove a tree. That is outside of your services. Google credits it back to you because it's unqualified. If somebody called you outside of your service area, And as long as you don't accept that job, they credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. If they called you to see if you're hiring or to solicitate you, those are unqualified leads. Credit it back. A qualified lead, Frank, is if you discussed pricing, like you gave them an estimate over the phone, or if you set an appointment to give an estimate. That is a qualified lead, okay? Google will assign a special tracking number to your phone that's actually linked to your phone number. So when they call that lead, when they call that number, it's going to ring to your phone, and you're going to know it's a lead coming from that program because it'll say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with the prospect. That's how you'll know that it's a lead coming from that program. The calls are recorded. It has a special AI system which will recognize what lead was qualified and which one wasn't. So you're not having to constantly call and dispute it, okay? If, let's say you only got one lead in the month, Frank, and I've never seen that happen, right? But let's just say you did. What is left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month. So what that means, Frank, is you're not paying the $817 again, okay? What you're going to pay is just the $6267 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the reason that they call it Google guaranteed is because Google puts an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. So it's almost as if Google's guaranteeing your work, and that's why they call it Google guaranteed. It'll also, let's say you were going on vacation. You're going to be away for a few days, or you landed a project and you can't handle more business right now. You call us and you say, shut off the leads. We will not turn those leads back on, okay, until you call us to turn them back on. And if when we turned them off, you had only gotten one lead, well, when you call us to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off. Make sense?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's for the general contractor. I say that because you do a lot of remodels and renovations, right?
Yes.
I believe you even mentioned home building and additions too. Am I correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, there's also the handyman category. Now, the handyman, it's more of like assemble furniture, clean gutters, install drywall, install a fan, flooring, tile, water fixtures, mount TVs, paint indoors and outdoors, and then there's repair drywall, repair fans, flooring, water fixtures, and replace the tile. Do you feel that some of those would be, I would say, not so much, or would they be some of the services that you would want?
Well, no, I don't think I would like to.
I don't think the handyman either,
small
right?
Small stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
What about now? Let me tell you this though. Now, because painting, I know you do painting too, right?
Yeah.
Painting's not under the general contractor, but painting also has its own category. Okay, so let me pull up that one, okay, and then I'm going to explain to you how it's all going to work for you. So let me pull it up here, and I'm going to tell you what's under the painter. So under the painter, you have painting indoors and outdoors, painting furniture, cabinets, stairs, doors, windows, gutter painting, wallpaper removal, and spray painting. Okay, so let's say you wanted the painter category, but you're like, Nadine, I don't want any wallpaper removal. We're not going to list you for that. So if someone calls you for that and you don't accept the job, it's unqualified. Remember. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, for the painter, okay, it is a different price. I'm going to give you what the pricing is, and then I'm going to explain to you how it is when you do both programs, both categories, okay? So the painter is $713 is the minimum monthly budget to give you up to 13 leads. Your lead costs are $54.67, okay? Same process. You get one lead, The rest rolls over. You pay $54.67 to put you back up to the $713. Okay? Now, I would suggest if you're doing this program, get qualified for both the general contractor and the painter. Okay? Once you get approved, you could say, listen, I only want the painter leads right now. Okay. Then you're going to pay the $713 to start your leads. And then you're paying, it's going to deduct the $54.67 per lead, right? From the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. Or you could say, you know what? I want both of them turned on. Well, you're not going to pay $817 and $713. What you're going to pay is the higher price, which is the $817. But when a painter lead comes in, it's going to deduct $54.67. When it's a general contractor lead, it's going to be $62.67. Now, that could mean that in that month, you could end up with like six general contractor leads. And you could end up with three painter leads. So that's only nine leads. Whatever's left over in the budget is going to roll over to the next month. So what you're paying is what's going to be to get it back to the $817. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, same concept. You could say, you know what? I need you to shut off the general contractor leads. I only need the painter leads on. Or shut off the painter ones. I need the general contractor ones on. Google guaranteed, Frank, you're allowed to target wherever your insurance covers you. If you wanted to cover the whole state of Texas, you can do that. Okay? You could choose specific zip codes. You could choose by county. Okay, by city. But I will tell you this, it is one of Google's better products, and all those reviews that are on your Google Business profile page would also copy onto your Google profile for Google Guaranteed. Those same reviews are going to show up on that page too. Even though they're two separate programs, but they'll also show up on there.
Okay.
Now, Google would also notify us as well if you qualify for what they call max bidding, okay? Max bidding means you could choose to either pay double or triple the cost of the lead to get closer to the top. But that's whether Google approves you for that, because Google would have to notify us, right? But definitely, I'll tell you, Google Guaranteed is an excellent program. You're not sharing the leads with anyone, and you have a way to control them. Turn them off and on when you need them.
Yes, yes.
I believe it's one of, I'll tell you this, I would encourage you to do it way before I would tell you to do Google Ads. It's really one of Google's better products, and it's the first ones you see at the top with the green check mark right next to it.
Yep.
And it'll show that you pass the background check, that you're approved, that you're insured. I mean, and that's the beauty of it. You know what I mean? People are more inclined to calling those than the Google Ads because they know that you have jumped through the hoops to be a part of that program. And what you can do too, Frank, I mean, yes, the more Google products you have, the better, right? However, if you start the process to start getting approved for this, and once you get approved, you have the option. You could say, okay, I'll keep both programs, but you know that every month, right, you're automatically charged the $299. Or you could say, drop that package, okay? I only want the Google guaranteed. You always have that option.
Gotcha.
So for this program, for Google Guaranteed, to get that process started for approval, the only thing that you would be paying is just the application fee of $250. The leads, you don't get charged for that until you've been approved and they've called you to let you know you've been approved to see when you want those leads turned on. They can't just automatically turn them on without confirming with you first. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Any questions about it? And you can still track everything with it too. But yeah, I definitely say, I have to say, hands down, it's one of Google's better products. You know?
Yeah.
What do you think of it so far? How do you feel about it?
No, sounds really good. Sounds really good. I was just curious. You know, every time I go on Google, I see those, right? And I was wondering what the heck what that was about. Because you see those, and then you scroll down, then the other businesses comes up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but, no. Yeah. Exactly. And I don't know if you've ever used in the past like a lead service like Angie's Leads or the Home Advisor Leads, right? Or Thumbtack. You know how you charge for like...
Yeah.
And for those type of programs, you share the leads, right? And it's not even a phone call. What it is they send you the information. They say, hey, someone's interested in your service, call them. Well, when you call them, half the time they don't even pick up the phone, right? But you're being charged for that lead no matter what. I was just talking to a guy right now that was telling me he paid $700 to Angie's. Okay, check this out. Paid $700 to Angie's. They told him, oh, we got all these people looking for your services right now. That's what they sold him on. He signed up with them. He hasn't even gotten one lead. He hasn't even heard from Angie's. And I told him in Spanish, how much longer are you going to keep giving them your money? Because you work hard for that money, right? I mean, if that's what you're doing is just handing money over to people, you might as well take that $700 and burn it up because that's what you're doing. I said, and it's funny that they take your money, but they don't even call you to say like, hey, it's been a week. How's it going? You haven't even gotten not one lead from them. So what does that tell you? That's a lot of money to be investing like that. You know what I mean? And not get anything. I'd be concerned. Yeah. But and that's why those type of programs, it's because they're a lead generating service and there's nothing exclusive about what they do and they send it to anybody and everybody and they're sending stuff and it's not even really people that are looking at that very moment. Half the time those guys are getting leads that someone said, I found someone to do it 2 months ago. Well, that's an old lead, but they just got it sent to them. How is that possible? You know what I mean? So it's like they're recycling them. So, you know, and that's how they operate. But with Google Guaranteed, complete opposite because it's still a live call.
Yeah.
Still a live call. Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. I just wanted to get information on that and I might ponder on that because, you know, maybe I want to boost up sales during the winter.
Yeah. Even
maybe,
so,
sure
Frank,
yet.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Even if, let's just say, even if you just started the application process, right, it's going to take about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get it approved.
Yes.
Mind you, during that time, you're not paying for any leads. Even when they call you and they say, hey, you've been approved, that doesn't mean you have to turn them on right then. You could say, you know what, check back with me in a month or so, or I'll call you once I'm ready to get the leads activated. You know what I mean? At least you've already gone through that process of getting approved, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I don't want you to feel like, okay, well, if I start the process and I get approved, I have to turn them on. No, you don't have to turn them on. You can still wait. But at least you've gone through that process of getting approved. It's I will say, one of Google's better products. And, again, even once you get approved, and if and when you turn the leads on, you could always decide to drop the other program and only stick with Google Guaranteed. We start you off with a minimum monthly budget of up to 13 leads, but, I mean, you could always increase the amount of leads that you're accepting. It would mean that the minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead, you know. So you could always say, hey, I want to start now getting 20 leads, right? You can do that at any time or just stick with the 13 leads. It's, I will say, one of Google's better products. And you've seen it. It's the first thing you see when you go on Google, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, I just wanted to get the feel. And if I decide I want to go that route and start the process, I'll definitely give you
reach
a
out to me.
And,
yeah, reach out to me, email me or what have you, and then we can go ahead and get you set up on that and get the process started. I mean, again, the only thing you would be paying is just the application fee. That's all.
You got it.
Okay. All right, my dear. Well, I'm glad to hear that they took care of you on that end. I was reading through the notes. I'm like, yay. So good. I saw Chris sent you the message, and I'm like, yay, you looked at it and you proved it.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited. All right. Well, listen, Frank.
I like that, what they did. I like the one they did. Then they got, now I understand. I gotta flood that platform with pictures, because that's what they use, the ones that I put in there.
Yes.
So, yep.
So on your Facebook, what I would say is this: always keep your content fresh, Frank. Even if it's once a week or even once a month, post something on there, because it makes your content fresh on your Facebook page. You see what I'm saying? So I encourage it. Even when you finish a project, post it up. Post it on there. Okay?
We'll do.
All right, Frank. So yeah, if you're ever interested in starting out, you know, the program with getting started through that whole process and everything, please reach out to me. I would be more than happy to help you with it, okay? I'll send you an email on what we discussed with the Google Guaranteed, so that way you have that all there too. All right?
And what the
lead cost is and everything. Okay, Frank?
Okay.
All right. Have yourself a beautiful afternoon. Now, I won't be here Thursday and Friday, just an FYI. Okay.
Okay.
I'll probably be here Thursday, probably just for a couple hours in the morning, and then I'm going on a women's retreat.
Okay.
I told my husband, maybe when I'm away, the heart will grow a little fonder. Right?
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah, no, I'm just late. I guess when you've been married as long as we have, I'm like, are you going to miss me? I told him, he's like, you haven't even left yet. How can I miss you if you haven't even left?
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye. All right, Frank. Well, you have a good one, okay?
You too. All right. Take
Many
care.
Blessings to you. You're welcome, my dear. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.